This brunch is being sponsored by Marilyn Gary Hoffman in memory of Avram Leib and Usher Hoffman Zal. Since we're in the middle of learning the sugyas of the mitzvah asay of Shabbos, and it's holding a couple of days before Hanukkah, so I thought we'd try to find a sugya that really crosses the, really both sugyas, and that's some of the connections, some of the correlations between the obligation of women as it relates to Neiros Chanukah, as well as it relates to Suda Shabbos. Some of the principles are in fact the same, and some of the principles we're going to see may be very different. So the sugya, in terms of at least the aspect of Hilchos Chanukah, begins in the first of the Maamar Kamos, in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the following chiddush concerning Neiros Chanukah. The Harsha the Amin Hadlocha Osa Mitzvah. This is really a line which is taken as an end of a whole sugya, but I just focus on the part that's relevant for us. The Gemara raises the whole question about the nature of the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. Is the nature of the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah hadlocha osa mitzvah, that it's the lighting of the candles that's really the mitzvah? Or it's not so much an emphasis on the lighting of the candle, but rather what's more important really is the placing of the candle. It means you have to place the candle in a place where it's going to be Pirsum Menisa. Even if the actual lighting wasn't done with Torah's mitzvah, that would still be acceptable. So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, whether hadlocha osa mitzvah, hanocha osa mitzvah. The Gemara says, it'll be a big nafkamina. I mean, does the person who does the actual lighting have to be someone who's chayv in mitzvot? If you hold that hanocha osa mitzvah, then all that's necessary is that the candles have to be placed, and it doesn't really matter all that much who actually did the lighting, so then the lighting can be done by a non-Jew also. The lighting can be done by a kotel. The lighting can be done by someone who's not chayv in the mitzvah. As long as the Jew puts it in the window, puts it outside the door, that would be acceptable. So the Gemara says, we happen to pass that hatlaka is a mitzvah, that lighting is critical, and the lighting therefore has to be done by someone who is a mechuyev b'davar, someone who is actually obligated in the mitzvah. So the Gemara concludes, v'hashad the amin hatlaka osa mitzvah, since we pass that hatlaka osa mitzvah, hidlika chayre shayt v'katan lo osa v'lo klum, that if a chayre shayt v'katan who are not obligated in mitzvahs, if they go ahead and they light the Neiros Chanukah, even if the gadol subsequently puts it in the right place, he opens the window, so that would not be acceptable. The hatlaka has to be done in the hechsher. There is a machlokes of Rishon, we spoke about this a little bit in some of the Kiddush Shirim a few weeks ago, when the Gemara here says katan, does the Gemara mean a katan shalohi gil l'chinuch? A katan, a little kid, a two-year-old? Does the Gemara mean even a 10-year-old? Even a katan is a gil l'chinuch? That's a question, that's a detailed question. But putting aside that issue, it's clear from the Gemara that one who is potam in a mitzvah cannot be the one who does the actual lighting. However, in contrast to the chayri shayt of katan, isha ba'ad le'madlika, a woman can light Neiros Chanukah. The Amr Bishur ben Levi, Nashim Chayabas ben Chanukah, she'afen ha'bi also neis. And the rationale for this being that women are obligated in Neiros Chanukah. This is considered to be a chiddush. I would have said not this way. I would have said that Neiros Chanukah should have been a mitzvah sasei shazman gram. It's a positive mitzvah that can only be performed at one time during the year, during the week of Chanukah. So I would have thought women are pturos, even though Neiros Chanukah is only midirabanan. You see from the Gemara that mitzvah sasei shazman gram applies to dirabanan also. That's the pashas in the Gemara. So I would have said that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, and therefore they cannot be the one to light. Kamash v'lon, it's not true. That was a Yishuv and Levi's chiddush, that kamash v'lon women are obligated, and the reason for Yishuv and Levi is afen ha'evi osu ha'neis. This klal of afen ha'evi osu ha'neis is not something which is limited only to Neiros Chanukah. This Gemara repeats itself in two other contexts as well. The Gemara speaks about Afen Ha'ibi also in the context of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara in Megillah of Dal and Aleph says the same reason that women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, even though it should have also been a mitzvah sasasha's man grama. It's an exception to the rule because Afen Ha'ibi also in Eish. And the Gemara in Psochem and Afkuvav says the same thing concerning Dalit Kosos, that women should have been exempt from drinking Dalit Kosos. Kamash Kwan, they're obligated also, once again, for the same Svara of Afen Ha'ibi also in Eish. So these are the only three places in Shas where the principle of Afen Ha'ibi Osa Neis appears, Neiros Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Dalit Kosos. And the Rishonim are all bothered with a very basic question. Different Rishonim word the question slightly different, but the same question is really asked by all. Namely, there are many other mitzvahs that presumably this klal should also apply to, yet we don't find this klal in other places in Shas. There are other places that we would have expected to find this klal of Afen Ha'ibi Osa Neis, and it's clearly not there. And the question is why? What can we derive from the absence of this klal concerning certain mitzvahs about the parameters of this halacha of Afen Ha'ibi Osa Neis? So Tosfos presents in Megillah and Abdalam and Aleph, in the second of the Maamar Kamos, Tosfos presents the following question, Afen Ha'ibi Osa Neis, Gabi Matzah Yesh Maksha, there are some ways to question by Matzah, Lama Li Akesha, Dechosh Yesh Lo B'Val Techol Chometz, Yesh Lo B'Kum Echol Matzah, Tepuk Le Mitam Shehen Ha'ibi Osa Neis. The reality is that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Gemara learns that from a posuk in the third pack of Psochim. Since the Torah in Parshas Re'e puts together in the same posuk the prohibition of eating chometz and the mitzvah of eating matzah, so we have a right to compare the two. There's a hekesh, a drosh that compares the two. Anyone who's not allowed to eat chometz, including women, women are obligated, of course, in the mitzvah of Achilas Chometz, are obligated in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So the Gemara quotes a special verse that calls for that women are obligated in Achilas Matzah, and asks us the question, what do you mean exerts a kosov? It's obvious, it's a svara. Afed herbi also an ace. Usually we have a rule that im svari krol lamali. If you have a good svara, a shtaka reason, a very good svara, a logical reason to obligate somebody in a mitzvah, so what do you need a posik for? So why does the Gemara have to bend over backwards to find exerts a kosov that women are obligated in matzah? Tepuk leisha afed herbi also an ace. So it comes to us and says, V'yeshlomar d'mishum ha'itayma v'mechai ve'elam ed'rabbanan ilav ne'akesha. Taisha says that this klal of afhein ha'bi also aneis is only a svarim ed'rabbanan. And it's interesting because the three mitzvahs that we find that are all three mitzvahs ed'rabbanan. There is Chanukah, Kriyas and Megillah, and Dalei Kosos. But when it comes to mitzvahs d'araisa, we don't find any mention of afhein ha'bi also aneis. Says Tosha in the first parrot, the answer is very simple. The reason being is that it's not a svar deraisa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash. V'dabashem Moshe Leimar, women are obligated in afen rabbi also aneis. It's not a drosh, it's not a lacha Moshe Tzina, it's nothing. It's a svar that the Chumash made up. The Chumash said that when we institute mitzvahs, so we're going to institute those mitzvahs which women are included in afen rabbi also aneis. We're going to be mechayev women. But when you're dealing with deraisa, because svar, the mitzvah achilas masa is a mitzvah deraisa, we want to know women obligated with deraisa in a mitzvah, you can't invoke afen rabbi also aneis. So therefore the Gemara needed a posuk to obligate women with deraisa in achilas masa. That's the first malach of Tosfos, that afen rabbi also aneis is not rooted in the chumash itself, it's not a svar deraisa, it's only a svar midrabanan. Then Tosfos comes with the second malach, Rabbi Yosef ish rishalayim tirates, the salgadai toch lemifterum exerishava de tezvav tezvav bichagasukos, to the Pirish, the Perek El Ovrim. Says Rabbi Yosef, the other day in the Balatosvus, and says, no, that this Svara of Afen Harbi Oso Anes is really a great Svara Midaraisa. That means if nothing else was present in this equation, Afen Harbi Oso Anes would have been the Chai of women in Achilas Masa. That would have been a sufficient Svara to obligate women Midaraisa in Masa. So what do you need a Pasuk for? You need a Pasuk because I would have had a mistake in Hava Amina. I would have thought that just as women are pturos from sukkah, that's a special gzeres hakosuf, women don't have to eat in the sukkah, so we always know Pesach and sukkah is all lumped together, always we derive one halacha from another, so I would have had a following drasha, I would have made up a drasha, I would have said, just as women are pturos from sukkah, so too they're pturos from matzah, kamash falon, it's not true, kamash falon apostles that don't make that mistake in drasha, the apostle is coming with a fuke, that mistake in drasha, but, says Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef, if not for that mistake in drasha, if you would have thrown out that drasha, thrown out the mistake in drasha, thrown out everything, just gone with the svar of afen rabbi also aneis, that in and of itself would have obligated women even mida araisa. So in effect, what you have here in this Tosfos is a fundamental question as to the parameters of afen rabbi also aneis. Just how far does afen rabbi also aneis go? According to the first day in Tosfos, it goes nowhere in the realm of deraisas. You cannot talk about it when it comes to matzah, sukkah, tefillin, or any other mitzvah deraisa. Avhein ha'ibi also neis is only shaykh by mitzvahs derabbanon. That's the first day in Tosfos, because it's not a svar deraisa. Going to the second day in Tosfos, no. It's a real svar deraisa. It could really be used to be mechayev somebody in love of deraisa. Whether or not it works by matzah is a technical quirk. There are drushes, mistaken drushes, yes drushes, no drushes. But the ikaron, in theory, avhein ha'ibi also neis is a good svar deraisa. L'chora, one has to understand this opinion of Rabbeinu Yosef, Ishu Shalayim, the second day in Tosfos and Megillah and Daf Daled, if it's a Svar D'Araisa, where in the world does it come from? I mean, L'chora, you need a Mokar for it, L'chora, just to say it's a Svar B'Alma, it's hard to say that's a Svar D'Araisa. Where's the Mokar for this idea of I, Fahey, Rabbi, also an ace? If you don't like the first day in Tosfos, then it's only Midirabana, and it's something that the Chumim made up, you don't have to look for a Pasuk, you don't need a Mokar in the Tosh L'Chsafra, didn't the Rabbanan, the Chumim made it up. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Yosef that it's mamish a svara, it's a din deraisa, it's a binding din deraisa, it has ramifications out of the realm of just Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and Talakosas, it's really binding the deraisa to the mechayev women to override the klal of mitzvah seishas as mangrama, where in the world does it come from? So I thought perhaps, according to Rabbeinu Yosef, maybe the mochor is based on the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us in the third of the Marmakomos, my Dorosh, a very famous Gemara, we spoke about this on several occasions over the last couple of years. The Gemara raises the question, what right did the Chachamim have in the days of Purim to institute the Yontif of Purim? After all, it's a violation of adding on to the mitzvah of Torah. at least the way the Ramban in Parshas Aschanan learns Tzian the Gemara was a violation of Al Tosef. How could the Mordechai and Esther come all of a sudden air on a new mitzvah, air on a new yomtiv? The Torah says there are 613 mitzvahs, no one or less. Al Tosef, Al Tosef. So the Gemara says that what gave them the right to add on to the mitzvah, Satorah, to add on the Yom Tov of Purim, to add on the celebration of Kriyas HaMegillah, was they weren't really adding on, but rather they were basing themselves on a pre-existing Din Midaraisa. What was the pre-existing Din Midaraisa? Where's the source for the celebration of Purim Midaraisa? So Amr Rabbi Chibar Abin and Rabbi Shubin Karcha, Umame Abdus Lecheiras Aminan Shira, Bimisa Lecheim Lekol. So again, it's a Kalvachimer. The Madach, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they celebrated with Shira Sayom, but the Torah goes out of its way to dedicate almost the whole Perek and Chumash to Oz Yashir Moshe. So Oz Yashir Moshe, the Gemara is learning, is not just a historical event, but as a halachic statement. I mean, the Torah is telling us that you have to commemorate a Nes. If a Nes happens, Christ will experience a Yeshua, even a low-level Yeshua, as the Abdus Tacheres. That's such a big Yeshua. Abdus Tacheres, if we wouldn't have had Kriyas Yamsuf, we would have gone back to Mitzrayim, we'd still be building pyramids today. So it's a Yeshua, but it's not life and death, it's slavery and freedom. So the Yeshua in the days of Mordechai V'Esther was much greater. It was the Yeshua B'Misa L'Chaim. So says the Gemara, Kal V'Chaimer, Madach Mi'Avos L'Chairos, you're required to celebrate, you have to sing Shira, you have to praise the Rabbanu Shalom, Kal V'Chaimer B'Misa L'Chaim. So the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that basically this mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe, that the Mokar, the Heter, the Matir, to institute Kriyas HaMegillah is based on Oz Yashir Moshe. Not for the fact that there's a parsha in the Torah called Oz Yashir Moshe, we would have thought that what right do we have to add a new mitzvah? What right do we have to make up a Kriyas HaMegillah? What right do we have? It's Shalom Bal Tosef. So comes the Gemara and says, no, stop Bal Tosef, because Bal Tosef is when you add on something Bamish Lagamre, something new. But here, you're not adding on something new, you're just applying the principle of Oz Yashir Moshe in each and every generation. So many of the Rishonim write in Masechet Megillah, the Ritva, that the Gemara's Kal V'Chaimer, which is the, in a sense, the matir to celebrate Purim, is the same matir to celebrate Hanukkah. Because the same problem that you have with the celebration of Purim, what right do you have to institute Kriyas HaMegillah? What right do you have to celebrate a new Yom Tov? So what right do you have to celebrate Hanukkah? What right do you have to light near Hanukkah? What right do you have to say Hallel on Hanukkah? Who gives you right to make new mitzvahs? That's a problem about Tosef. So the answer is the same story, the Misa L'Chaim. That was also Yeshua in Misa L'Chaim. That was also a Kedav in Misa L'Chaim, the days of the Cheshmenoim. The Klal Yisrael were suffering, there were Gzeres HaMalchus, there were Jews dying on Kiddush Hashem, then there was the Muhammad, there was a Gedaldik Yeshua in Misa L'Chaim, so in Misa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. So the Matir to celebrate Chanukah also is rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe. So in effect, all the celebrations that we find, which are the Afhein Hoyvi, also a Nei celebrations, all boil down to Me'avos L'Cheiros and Misa L'Chaim. The mitzvah of Dalekosis, that's the celebration of the Abbas L'Cheiros, that's part of Oz Yashir Moshe. The celebration of Purim, the celebration of Chanukah, all celebrations of Mimisa L'Chaim. So they're all rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe. The source for this concept of celebrating, commemorating Nisim, making celebrations to commemorate a Nes, so these are all rooted in the parasha of Shiras Hayom. So it's interesting that at Shiras Hayom, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that not only did the men sing Shira, but the women sang Shira also. The Torah goes out to tell us that Tala and Miriam, Shiru L'Hashem Ki Goa Goa. So maybe we could say that just as Oz Yashir Moshe is viewed by Chazal as not just a historical event, but as a halachic principle, but that's a bechayif to say Shira. So the second part of Kriyas Yamsuf, namely the second Shira Sayyam, the Shira of the women, is also not a historical event, but it's also a halachic statement, that the Torah is telling us that if the women felt the necessity to go and sing Shira, it wasn't just time they were in a good mood, they wanted to also sing, but api halacha, they were obligated to sing. They were mechuyavos midina to commemorate the Nes. So every time we commemorate an Nes, what we're really just doing is just following the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam and Aviyah. So the men have to celebrate the Nes. They have to light Neres Chanukah. And the women have to light Neres Chanukah. The men have to hail the Megillah. The women have to hail the Megillah. The men have to drink Talakosis. And the women have to drink Talakosis. So according to Rabbeinu Yosef, this is a Din D'Oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, the mokor for this concept D'Oraisa of Atrein Ha'ibi also an Nes is learned out from no less than the mokor of the whole concept of celebration of Nes in the first place. From the Parshas Hayom and the second part of the Parshas Shira Hayom, the Parsha of the Shira of Miriam. So I call upon him, whether Abir and Rabbeinu Yosef is correct or not, Lamaisa, there's a machlekes 2 days in Tosfos. At the end of the day, there are really 2 days in Tosfos as to what the parameters of Afhein Ha'ibi Osa Nes are. According to the first day in Tosfos, it's only a Svar Midrabanan. According to the second day in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yosef, it's really a Svar D'Oraisa. With all of this background, perhaps we can now begin.
Yeah.
Right, so the Gemara needs a special pasuk. The Gemara has a special drasha to tell me that women are pturus. The Gemara has a whole other reason in Masechet Sukkah. Right. The Gemara has other reasons also why Madira Ish Veishta. The Gemara has a whole series of different svaras. Why do you need a pasuk by Sukkah to tell me women are pturus? So at the end of the day, there's a special drasha kosov. So now with all this background about the 2 days and kosovs, about the parameters, the nature of the din of Afe and Amos Menes, whether it's Deraisha, whether it's Derabanan, we can begin to discuss now how this relates in terms of the application of this, particularly in the realm of Suda Shabbos. So the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, in the fourth of the Ramakomas, that's Mandal and Al, not here, we'll just quote about Pev, because Rabbeinu Tam Zal, the Ran quotes a machlekes that he had between himself and Rabbeinu Tam about a woman's obligation in Suda Shabbos. We've spoken already in the last couple of weeks that there's a Chi of Gomer of Suda Shabbos, there's a Chi of Gimel Sudas. The Gemara learns it out from the Pesukim concerning the Mon. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and raises the following Shaila. Are women obligated in this mitzvah or not? So at first glance, women should be pturos in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, because Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. So women shouldn't be obligated, like they're not obligated in any other mitzvah sasei shezman grama. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, that it would appear to him that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, because afhein hoy biyosu aneis, because they were also included in the miracle. What miracle were they included in? The miracle of the mon. So Rabbeinu Tam is learning, kipshuto in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, three sudas corresponding to the Gimel Hayom that are mentioned in the Mon, that the halach is kavas that you have to commemorate the Nes of the Mon. Our Gimel sudas are zeichet to the Nes of the Mon, and as such, we have a right to a plug in the cloud of afhein hoy biyosu aneis, and therefore women are obligated in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Then Rabbeinu Tam goes one step further. Rabbeinu Tam says there's another mitzvah that we do in Shabbos, which is also zeichel amon, and that's the chiyuv to be botzei al shtei kikros, the din of lechem mishnah. So there also the Gemara learns out the chiyuv of lechem mishnah from the pesukim of the mon. So Rabbeinu Tam says it would appear to him that women are obligated in that as well. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, both of these mitzvahs that we have, the mitzvah of gimel sudas in Shabbos and the mitzvah of lechem mishnah in Shabbos, these two mitzvahs are learned out from the mon, and the nature of these halachas are zeichel amon, zeichel aneis, and therefore we have a right to plug in the klal of nashim chayavos in these mitzvahs because of afhein hoya biyosu aneis. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is this really true? This application of afhein hoya biyosu aneis to the mitzvahs of the Shabbos, does this really make any sense? Is this accepted by everybody? So come some Acharonim and say, well, wait a second, we have to analyze this statement of Rabbeinu Tam in light of what we know about afhein hoya biyosu aneis. According to the first day in Tosfos, that afhein hoya biyosu aneis is only applicable in the realm of the Rabbanan. You cannot even begin to discuss afhein hoya biyosu aneis in the realm of the Araisas. So then, l'chora, Rabbeinu Tam is telling us of the following Chiddush, that Suda Shabbos are only obligated in the Rabbanan. Now, when we started talking about Suda Shabbos a couple of weeks ago, we left it somewhat hanging. It's unclear from the Gemara itself, is the obligation of Gimel Sudas a real Chiddush Araisa? On the one hand, the Gemara quotes Pesukim for it, V'yavo she'achlu hayom. On the other hand, just because the Gemara quotes a Pesukim doesn't always mean it's Deraisa. Sometimes it has the status of a Derabanan. V'yasmachta v'yavo, the Gemara is just quoting a Pesukim as a hint, as an allusion, as a somewhat hidden meaning of the Pesukim, but it's not a real Drasha Gemara Deraisa. So for the Gemara in Shabbos, it's tough to tell. It's hard to tell for the Gemara on the 16th Parak of Shabbos, is Suda Shabbos Mamish Deraisa, Suda Shabbos Alimid Derabanan. So come a group of Acharonim and say, well, from Rabbeinu Tam you can tell. From the fact that Rabbeinu Tam invoked the principle of afhein hoya biyosu aneis, so that seems to be working along the lines that Suda Shabbos is only Derabanan. That's only true, of course, if Rabbeinu Tam subscribes to the first day of Tosfos. If Rabbeinu Tam subscribes to Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim, if Rabbeinu Tam holds that afhein hoya biyosu aneis can work even by Deraisas, then of course there's no rise from Rabbeinu Tam. Then it could be Suda Shabbos is Deraisa. And afal pichein, Rabbeinu Tam invoked afhein hoya biyosu aneis.
Can't you say that according to the first day in Tosfos, it works for Deraisa, but for the women it's only a chiyuv d'rabbanan?
And therefore the pasuk, the Gemara is quoting a pasuk to tell me that women are chiyuv in matzah even midaraisa. Very good. So the emes is that if you, the rate the Tosfos presented in Megillah, one could read the Tosfos like that. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim that says not like that. So you're right. There's a different, a slight nuance of a Tosfos in Pesachim, a Tosfos in Megillah. It's a little bit of a question whether they're really saying the same thing or not. But in the Chinam, you're 100% correct. Okay. So again, so we have Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says that afhein hoya biyosu aneis is a svar l'chayiv women besud shabbos and a svar l'chayiv women b'lechem mishnah shabbos. But we're not 100% sure from Rabbeinu Tam. Does that mean that he's committing himself to the fact that Suda Shabbos is the Rabbanon? Or does that mean he's committing himself to the Rabbeinu Yosef that even that afhein hoya biyosu aneis works even mid-deraisa? But no matter how you slice this Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran disagrees with Rabbi Natan. The Ran writes in Masechta Shabbos that it's a very nice reason that Rabbi Natan says, but it's superfluous, it's unnecessary. Says the Ran, why do we have to go run to Afen Harbi also in Ace? Because after all, the Gemara doesn't have it anywhere else. The Gemara only has the Rechanika, Megillah, and Balakosis. Says the Ran, there's a much better mokor for the din that women are obligated into the Shabbos. So what's that mokor? So says the Ran, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf of Avez, that we spoke about at the very beginning of the Shabbos, I think it was the first year, we spoke about the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Chaf of Avez that women are obligated in Kiddush with Daraisa. Even though Kiddush should have been the mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama, women really should have been Pituros. But Afal Pichain, women are Chayavos, because Shama Vezochar, Pidibarecha Demru. That since the Torah in one place, in one parasha, Parashas Yisrael speaks about Zochas Yom HaShabbos, and Parashas Vaschanan speaks about Shomer's Yom HaShabbos, so we have a Messiah that they were both said at the same time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a right to treat them as like a Hekesh, like as if in the same Pasuk. So we have a right to compare Dinim, that whoever is obligated in Shomer, Shomer refers to Los Haseis, is obligated in Zochar, which refers to the Mitzvah Hasei of Shabbos. So the Ran here took the Gemara Masechet Brachos and extended it way out of the context of the Gemara. The Gemara was talking specifically about Kiddush. The Gemara says, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Devar Torah. The Gemara doesn't say a word about any other mitzvahs of Shabbos. And the Ran goes out and took that Gemara and said, well, just as women are obligated in Kiddush, Zohar means everything. Zohar means Kiddush, means Suda, Neiris, the works. All the mitzvahs of Shabbos are all subsumed under the heading, under the category of Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekatsho. So the Ran argues with Rabbi Natan and says, what are you going fishing and looking for Numakiris for Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais? What are you dreaming up that Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais is relevant over here? The Gemara doesn't say it. The real mokah, the emes mokah, where women are obligated into the Shabbos is because of Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echa nemru. Why didn't Rabbi Natan say that? What was wrong with that mokah? Why, in fact, did Rabbi Natan have to go searching, have to go fishing for Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais? So perhaps, if you take the approach of Asher Rabbi Natan, that Rabbi Natan really held that sued the Shabbos and only the Rabbanon, so then it makes a lot of sense that the Ran's Mokor isn't such a good Mokor. That Shomer v'zocher v'divarech ha'nemru, Zocher doesn't mean sued the Shabbos. Zocher means Kiddush. That's it. Atan v'layosa. Like Lamosha, there are some Rishonim who say that women are exempt from Havdalah. Why is that? So those Rishonim who claim that women are exempt from Havdalah may very well hold that Havdalah is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanon. So you can't say Shomer v'zocher v'divarech ha'nemru. Shomer v'zocher v'divarech ha'nemru means when you're dealing with mitzvahs d'araisa, so kiddush is d'araisa, you could say shomer v'zocher b'dibarech ha'nemru. Women are obligated. When you're dealing with avdala, which is only midrabanan, so some rishonim conclude that women are pteros. Not that we possibly like that, but there is one opinion in rishonim that women are pteros from avdala, and perhaps for that reason, although marshal, there are some rishonim who say women are pteros from kiddush in the daytime on Shabbos. Since kiddush in the daytime is only midrabanan, so you can't say shomer v'zocher b'dibarech ha'nemru. Or Rabbi Kivega claims that women are exempt from Kiddush and Yontif, because he claims that Kiddush and Yontif is only midrabanan. Whatever is midrabanan, you can't say Shomer v'zocher. Shomer v'zocher was only said on what's included in the word zocher. So if we were correct in our analysis of Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan really holds that Suda Shabbos are only midrabanan, so we understand why Rabbi Natan used the svara of Afen Hoibi also makes to be Mechayev women. And we also understand where Rabbi Natan did not use the reason of the Ran of Shomer v'zocher b'dibarech ha'nemru, because Rabbi Natan said that if Suda Shabbos is the Rabbanon, then Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais is an applicable svara, but Shomer v'zocher b'dibarech ha'nemru is not an acceptable svara. So it could be that these two statements of Rabbi Natan, that mocha that Rabbi Natan did use and the mocha that Rabbi Natan did not use, all the shitasa that Rabbi Natan held, that Suda Shabbos is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon and Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais makes sense. And therefore, Shomer v'zocher doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, Rabbi Natan and the Ran agree l'maisa. Nobody holds that women are pteros from Suda Shabbos. Everyone agrees that chayavos. It was just a technical machlekes, what the mocher is. Either it's Shomer v'zocher, like the Ran, or it's afein ha'ibi also a neis, like Rabbi Natan. But at the end of the day, everybody agrees to the same point. Women are absolutely obligated l'chol ha'deis. One of the achorim is a very, very strange tshuva. He writes a tshuva and he says that he thinks women are pteros from Suda Shabbos. Why? Because Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Ran's reason, and the Ran disagrees with Rabbi Natan's reason, so it's like a snake at the Rabbanon, and snake at the Rabbanon Lekulo. So that's not really a very good line of reasoning. It wasn't a something. Everybody agrees that they're Chayavos. It's just a lumdish shashala where it comes from. But Lemais, at the end of the day, everyone, the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Natan made Shalosh Shuddas, the Rebbetzin of the Ran made Shalosh Shuddas. Everyone agrees you have to eat Shalosh Shuddas. It's just a question, how do you know it? This idea that Rabbi Natan extended the klal of Afen Ha'ibi also Anais to the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So we questioned, is this really correct? Because after all, maybe Suda Shabbos is deraisa. So we threw a little bit of a pickbook into this. But there may be more to it than meets the eye. There may be another chiddush that Rabbi Natan is telling us, which others may disagree with. And that really is a fundamental question. Getting back to the original question that we started off the sugya, the Taisa Megillah Daf Dalet, the Taisa is Bar with the Kasha. How come we don't find Afen Hebi also in Eisei Matzah? And the Rishonim we mentioned before, the Gemara doesn't really mention it when it comes to Sukkah. And nobody mentions it when it comes to Tefillin. What do you say? Anu Chiddush, women should be obligated in Tefillin, because Tefillin is Afen Hebi also in Eisei Matzah Mitzrayim. It's also Zechel in Eisei Matzah Mitzrayim. So my high, manishtana, these three mitzvahs, how come when it comes to Neris Chanukah, when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, when it comes to Dalai Kaisas, we find Afen Hobi also an ace, and nowhere else in the Gemara, and it was only Rabbi Natan who extended it to Suda Shabbos. What's going on? What is unique about this halacha of Afen Hobi also an ace? Why is it that in the Gemara, it only appears by these three unique mitzvahs? So there is a yisod that is developed, I heard this originally in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I didn't hear it from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I heard it from Rabbi Shechta, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik apparently developed the following yisod, that there are really two fundamentally different types of mitzvahs that the halacha requires of us to do in commemoration of Nisim. Sometimes we find that a nes occurs and we have to do something to remember the nes, and sometimes we find that a nes occurs and we have to do something to be mefarsim the nes, to publicize the nes. These concepts in halacha of zeichel nes and pirsum nes are very, very different from one another. How does this express itself? How do we know whether we're dealing with a Zeichel Nisa or whether we're dealing with a Persume Nisa? So the term Persume Nisa itself is really very limited in the Gemara. We really only find the concepts of Persume Nisa. We find it explicitly in the Gemara, of course, in Neiris Chanukah. We find it when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Also, the Gemara speaks a little bit about Persume Nisa. And Dalai Kosos, we'll see as we go along, may also have a certain dimension of Persume Nisa to it. But outside of these three mitzvahs, we don't really find any other mention of Persume Nisa. How does it express itself? My nafkamina, whether it's the Faisim or Zecher, if these many mitzvahs are keneged Hanisim, so what does it matter whether there's a dimension of Persume Nisa? So l'chora, the first obvious difference between mitzvahs of Persume Nisa and mitzvahs of Zecher Nes are whether there's an additional key and whether a person is supposed to do these mitzvahs b'fnei Rabin. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin, so it's true that Hanochas Tefillin as an element of Zeichel Neis. When you put on Tefillin, you're supposed to think about Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Pasim Chumash, Laman Tia Teres Hashem B'Vichar, Ki B'Yachol Zikera Tzias Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Tua writes in Hanochas Tefillin that there's a Kiyum Dir Aisa. When you put on Tefillin, you're supposed to think about Tzias Mitzrayim for a moment. So that idea that you're supposed to put on Tefillin as a Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, this is not a public Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Would anybody say that there's a greater mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin if you put the Tefillin on, if you daven in a minyan with 100 people? There's no difference whether you daven in a minyan with 100 people or daven in a minyan with 10 people. Or for that matter, if you daven in Yechidus, there's a greater tefillah b'tzibur. But the mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin, I don't think changes at all, whether it's private, whether it's public. The mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin is a private mitzvah. It's in you and the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a way for you to remember the nes. Or let's say, l'moshel, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah. So the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah is also Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Adoni Yaakovad, but we don't find that there's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Sukkah to invite 100 people to your Sukkah. It's a nice Achras Zorchim, it's always beautiful, but in terms of enhancing the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah, it doesn't really make a difference how many people are present when you are saying Yerush Bizim. It's your mitzvah between you and the Rabbanu Shalom. It has nothing to do with others. It's a Zeichel Neis privately, not a personal Neis Klapei Yecherim. However, when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, it's obviously not the case. When it comes to Neiris Chanukah, the entire mitzvah is revolving around Persume Nisa. The whole Zman Hadlokah is revolving around. The whole time, the fact that you have to light the menorah at a certain time, Ashtichel Regel Menashuk, is Giyar Tos Persume Nisa. The Mokom Hadlokah is Giyar Tos Persume Nisa. You have to light it on Pesach Vim Bachutz, and even Bizman Azeh, that we don't light on Pesach Vim Bachutz. Many of us, we still have to light Bizman Shebnei Abayisni are around. We have to light in a place that people are able to see it. Those who are able to light on the window, so you get a little bit of Persume Nisa for the Bnei Mishas Arabim. Everything around Neiris Chanukah is Persume Nisa oriented. And when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah also, the Gemara speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah having a dimension of Persume Nisa to such an extent that the Gemara quotes at least one opinion that says you may not even be Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah v'yalein b'yachidus. We happen not to paskin that way. We paskin Megillah b'zman as Nikri Sefilah b'yachid. But the Gemara clearly discusses the possibility of not being Yotze, at least not l'chadchila, maybe even b'di'evid, if one reads the Megillah b'yachidus because one is lacking a significant dimension of Persume Nisa. For this reason, that the Poskim tell us in Hilchos Purim that a person is not supposed to have break off Minyanim on Purim. I mean, maybe it's not a good idea in general to have break off Minyanim, but on Purim, the Poskim make explicit reference to the fact that it's inappropriate. If you go to Shul, there are 1,000 people here in Kriyas HaMegillah, and you want to make a minyan of 10 people in your house, so that's not right, because that's considered to be a pagam in Persume Nisa. The rest of the year, it's just an issue of Machleksim and Shalom and Parash Metzibah. Okay, those are important terms. But tefillah b'tzibur, it's the same tefillah b'tzibur whether you're davening with 10 people, davening with 100 people. But it's not the same Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah in a bigger minyan, so you could hear the Megillah. If it's a bigger minyan, that's a greater person than Nisa. So clearly you find by Neros Chanukah and by Kriyas HaMegillah this idea, this notion that it's supposed to be done b'fnei HaRabim. And when it comes to Dalek Kosos, there's also an idea b'fnei HaRabim. The Rambam writes, so why do we drink Dalek Kosos altogether? Dalek Kosos is basically on a midrabbana. It doesn't say it in the Chumash. But there's a din, the Rambam says, Chayev Adam Liras Asatzbo Kiliyotzim in Mitzrayim. That's the din di Araisa. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. And then the Rambam says that in addition to the din of Chayev Adam Liras Asatzmo, Chayev Adam Laharas Asatzmo as well. It could be that's also din di Araisa. That you're supposed to act out Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to tell the story with words. You're supposed to act it out with actions as well. So it's a dramatized Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how do you do that? So Meikra din, you really could have done it any way you want. So let's say like by some of the Sfarim, they walk around with the masters on their shoulders. So that's a Chayev Adam Laharas Asatzmo. You can do other things also, whatever you want to do. Say, in my house, when it comes to Makas Tzvardeya, so all the kids pull out plastic frogs and throw them at each other. Good, so that's also Chayev Adam Laharas Asatzmo. So that's okay, that's fine. But the Chabim wanted there should be some kind of uniform Laharas Asatzmo. So it's a Chabim Lekhevea, two things to do. So one thing you do is drinking Dalek Kodesh. That's Laharas Asatzmo. The other thing is you do Hatsav Yalim, Derech HaMelochim, Derech Bnei Chayim, that's also Lechayim Adam Laharas Asatzmo. So the Rambam saw in the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalek Kosos a kiyum of Laharas Asatzmo. Laharas Asatzmo, Lechayim means Laharas Lechayim, means to show others. The secret is Mitzrayim, the more the merrier, the more people I tell, the greater fulfillment of the Higadat HaLabinchot is. So the more people are married to, the greater kiyum it is of Laharas Asatzmo. So the Rambam seems to be telling us that the mitzvah of Dalek Kosos is also to get the Pursume Nisa, that it's not, I'm not drinking the Dalek Kosos that I should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm drinking the Dalek Kosos to dramatize Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm not leaning so much that I should remember. I'm leaning that other people should see my leaning. Other people should walk away with the impression, hey, this is Derech Bnei Chayrin. So you find these three mitzvahs, this idea that one is supposed to do it B'Snei HaChayrin. Similarly, you find that these three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Dalek Kosos, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, each one of them has a special, unique bracha recited. That it's a bracha that two out of the mitzvahs have the same nusach. A bracha, one of them is the same theme, but a little bit of a different nuance of a nusach. So when it comes to Neros Chanukah and Kriyas HaMegillah, in addition to the regular brachas and mitzvah, we recite a bracha of She'asa Nisim. It's a strange bracha, She'asa Nisim. When we sit down in the sukkah, we don't say She'asa Nisim. We put on tefillin every day, we don't say She'asa Nisim. When we drink Dalek Kosos, we do say She'asa Nisim. It's just we don't use those words, She'asa Nisim. We recite the bracha, She'gi'alon of Ga'alas Abaseinu, V'gi'an of Alayla, da-da-da-da-da, the homeless of Ha'bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. So some of the Acharonim write, that's also the get like a bracha of She'asa Nisim. So my high, these three mitzvahs, why do these three mitzvahs warrant the She'asa Nisim and other mitzvahs don't? So the answer is, Mosh Salavech said, the answer is obvious, that whenever there's a kiyum of Pursume Nisa, so Pursume Nisa means, not only am I going to do the mitzvah, I want to announce, I'm screaming from the rooftops, why am I doing it? I'm lighting Neres Chanukah, so I'm dramatizing the nays, and not only am I dramatizing it through action, I want to make sure everyone understands what I'm doing. So it's not a silent movie, I've got to say what I'm doing. So She'asa Nisim, She'asa Nisim means, I'm here by being mefarsim the nays. That's what the nature of the bracha, the gedder of the bracha, She'asa Nisim is an actual Pursume Nisa. Same is true by Kriyas HaMegillah, and same is true by Dalek Kosos, through the recitation of Asher Ge'alanu. We don't find She'asa Nisim by Tefillin, we don't find She'asa Nisim by Sukkah, we don't even find it really by any of the mitzvahs. Many of the mitzvahs are nace-oriented, we don't find it by any other mitzvah with the exception of these three. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik developed this whole yisoy that there's a difference in halacha between Pursume Nisa and Zeich L'Nes. So based on this idea, he suggested that maybe this is another answer to the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with. How come we don't find Afen Obioso and Nes by Matzah and by Tefillin and by Sukkah? We only find it by these three mitzvahs. So it could be that Afen Obioso and Nes was only said by mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa. It's only said when you're being mefarsim in the Nes L'Rabim, when you're saying over the miracle to other people, so then we can begin to discuss Afen Obioso and Nes. Maybe the marker for that is, going back to what we said before, from Shiras Hayom, it could be that the Shiras Hayom was also together of Pursume Nisa, that they were screaming out the Nes to the whole world. So all of Klai, so everyone should realize the significance of what happened. That was together Pursume Nisa. So only when you're dealing with Pursume Nisas do we find this chiddush of Afen HaBiyosu Neis. When you're dealing with mitzvahs of Zeich HaNeis, Lo Shemana Dov Zem Eliyaylam, there is no Klai. You don't say women are obligated to put on tefillin because Afen HaBiyosu Neis. You don't say women are obligated in Matzah. You don't say women are obligated in Sukkah. This svar of Afen HaBiyosu Neis doesn't make sense out of their own Pursume Nisa. That's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's suggestion. So this whole Shtickl Torah is all nice, but Rabbi Natan doesn't accept this, because Rabbi Natan himself says that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos. L'chora, Suda Shabbos has nothing to do with Pesum and Nisa. Haraya, it doesn't make a difference whether you eat your challah roll in front of 100 people, you eat it in the privacy of your own home. It's the same kiyum of Suda Shabbos. Haraya, Suda Shabbos is not Pesum and Nisa. There's no bracha sh'asa Nisa. You don't get up and say, this is Zeichel Eman, sh'asa Nisa, love Hashem, be my mazan azeh, when you eat challah shuddas. So clearly, Suda Shabbos, even if it's a Zeichel and Eis, even if it's an ace oriented, it's clearly only in the first category. It's only in the category of Zechel and Eitz. It's not in the higher category of Pursuit and Nisa. And Afa Pichain, Rabbi Natam invoked the principle of Afen Ha'ibiyotsu and Eitz. And even the Ran who disagreed with Rabbi Natam, the Ran didn't disagree Medina with Rabbi Natam. The Ran just said that Rabbi Natam's reason is superfluous, unnecessary. He doesn't say it's wrong. If you take a look at the Lashon Ran in Masechet Shabbos, so the Ran doesn't say Rabbi Natam's reason is wrong. He just says you don't need it. What are you bothering telling me a story about Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes? Typically Nishum, the Shom of his Zohar. But the Ikaron, the Ran agrees to Rabbi Natam that Zohar, that Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes would be a reason that would carry over to be Mechayev women into the Shabbos. So Rabbi Shalavetz's Chiddush Shtikl Torah is a beautiful Shtikl Torah. It gives us a whole new insight in terms of differences between Zechel Anes and Pesum and Nisa. But it's clearly not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. For we know for a fact it's not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. Tosfos says the Kasha doesn't give that Teret. Tosfos gives other Teretz, because other Okimtas, other ways to get around the problem. Then the Rishonim, you don't find the Teretz of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. If anything, you find Rishonim who are against this Yisrael of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. But Afal Pi Chen, he's Teret Hilamdin, he's allowed to say his own Yisrael also. So his Yisrael that there's a difference in Pesum and Nisa and Zechel and Eitz would also explain away why, if you don't hold like Rabbi Natan, would explain away why Nashim are obligated in Eretz Chanukah based on Afen Rabbi Yosef and Eitz. And when it comes to Suda Shabbos, that's the Gemara left it out, because it would not be acceptable. It's not a good reason when it comes to Suda Shabbos, because the Neitz of Suda Shabbos is fundamentally different. So we find in Halacha this idea that we have many mitzvahs that we do as commemoration of Nisim or remembering of Nisim, and you have to work at each case and see what the Halacha is as it plays out, particularly in terms of women. Women are the litmus test in terms of telling whether we're a Zechel Neis or a Pesum Nisa, whether we're Sfarad Dereis or Sfarad Derabanan. So these two mitzvahs, Nechanek and Suda Shabbos, even though they're not necessarily related to one another, there is this common theme between the two, that both of them are nace-oriented, and there may be certain similarities and certain differences between them.